From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Bangladesh authorities have deployed heavy security throughout the capital Saturday following an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant. The siege ended when security forces stormed the building, killing six attackers and capturing one. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Islamist State has claimed responsibility for the attack in Bangladesh, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. International reaction to the attack has been swift. Kazakhstan's ambassador to India said his country would work toward coordinating global efforts against militancy during its tenure in the United Nations Security Council.
I think that during Security Council seat, we will work on these issues to coordinate all the countries' efforts to fight terrorism, because terrorism is not acceptable. What happened in Turkey, what happened in Bangladesh, it's not acceptable. We are living in 21st century, and we are facing such challenges. It's awful.
Members of the UN General Assembly just voted Kazakhstan, Sweden, Bolivia, and Ethiopia to serve on the Security Council for 2 years, starting in 2017. The government of Afghanistan says the ongoing insurgency in Afghanistan is taking an increasing toll on civilian lives, with death and injuries across the country. Afghan security forces have recently increased the use of air power against insurgents, but Afghan leaders have asked the country's security authorities to exercise extreme precautions to protect and avoid civilian casualties. This is VOA News. Police in Serbia say